Many of us are rightfully concerned about the safety of what we eat and what might be added to foods along the processing chain from farm to table. But Lake Effect essayist Judy Steininger says knowing a little basic chemistry might help ease at least some of our concerns.
Looking for an excuse not to eat Brussels sprouts? Here's one. They contain 110 parts per million of ammonia. Yes, the same stuff as in pink slime, which caused a recent hullabaloo. Peanut butter has a whopping 489 parts per million, and mayonnaise comes in at 411. The product with just about the least is beer, which has one part per million. No wonder we Wisconsinites are super healthy. How much in a pink slime beef patty? That would be 200 parts per million, or 152 less than a dollop of ketchup. Since ammonia is present naturally in everything from lemon juice to turnip greens, let's talk about what it is and why it is added to beef. We should always be vigilant about our food supply, but knowledge goes a long way to making things less scary. The pink slime hullabaloo also illustrates how serious words are. What if, in 2002, microbiologist Gerald Zernstein had named the treated meat rose cream? Ammonia is a molecular compound made up of nonmetallic elements, nitrogen and hydrogen. They combine by sharing electrons. Chemically speaking, that's covalent bonding. One ammonia molecule is made up of one nitrogen and three hydrogen atoms. In water, it is called aqueous ammonia. Aqueous ammonia functions as what chemists call a base, not an acid. This is important when it comes to food production, antibacterial action, and preservation. Ammonia is produced in and used by all animals, including humans. In the guts of all animal life, ammonia helps synthesize amino acids, which build proteins our bodies need. We animals cannot make all of our amino acids, and so our diet needs to include the ones we cannot make. However, plants are programmed to synthesize all their necessary amino acids. Farmers help them out by putting nitrogen in fertilizer. Animal guts are hyperactive factories and generally acidic for the well-being of the microbes living there doing their proper job. However, bad microbes like the dreaded E. coli, absolutely not good for humans, also thrive in the environment. That's where the ammonia comes in. While animals produce enough ammonia with its base qualities to lower the acidity and make proteins, after being slaughtered, some bad microbes survive, even with refrigeration. Our raw meat supply travels long distances, and it isn't always pretty in a slaughterhouse, no matter how hard companies try. In 1974, the FDA approved adding ammonia in parts per million to raw meat as an antimicrobial and preservative agent. In 2012, 38 years later, the news emerged. Now you know the backstory. For some reason, the scrap meat to which ammonia is added to make pink slime is a huge yuck factor for Americans. Perhaps we should realize there are people in the world who would give anything for that scrap meat. Adding chemicals in lieu of safe handling practices should never be tolerated. Indeed, some countries forbid pink slime. Canada is one of them. However, Canadians do eat prairie oysters, more correctly named bull or pig testicles. Extra garlic is suggested in the cooking preparation. England also bans it, but this is the country famous for its black pudding, made of dried pig's blood and fat. Then there are the spécialistes de cuisine, the French, who are famous for tête de veau, what we Americans would call cooked calf's head. Gee, talking about all this food is making me hungry. Where should I go for lunch?
Lake Effect Essayist Judy Steininger is a professor emerita at the Milwaukee School of Engineering, where she has taught chemistry and literature. She currently teaches in the Great Books program. We'll take one more break and then return with this month's Flash Fiction Friday, which is all about contradictions. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.